AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A new report reveals more security-related issues for the TSA. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The Homeland Security Department's Inspector General says the TSA cleared 73 people for access to secure areas of airports, even though they represented potential security threats. In a new report, it says TSA has a multi-layered process to vet workers for possible links to terrorism. But the TSA couldn't identify everybody on the consolidated terrorist watch list because, as things now stand, the TSA doesn't get every terrorism-related category of information. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
President Obama says the U.S. is still formulating the strategy for dealing with the Islamic State group.
We don't yet have a complete strategy because it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well about how recruitment takes place, how that training takes place.
Speaking in Germany, he said the Islamic State group remains nimble, aggressive, and opportunistic. The actions of a police officer at a pool party in McKinney, Texas, has raised tensions in the Dallas suburb. The officer is seen on video pinning a black teenager to the ground only moments after drawing his handgun on other black teens. Jahi Adisa Bakari says the policeman seen pushing the girl in a swimsuit to the ground also punched his daughter.
I'm not indicting the entire police department because I saw some people doing the right thing. I saw the officer actually trying to keep the matter right. This guy was just out of control. He should be drug tested, then fired.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, putting the Dow in the red for the year. The Dow gave up 82 points. This is AP Radio News. The third game in the Stanley Cup Finals is this evening in Chicago.
The Stanley Cup Finals scene switches to Chicago's United Center with the series deadlocked at a game apiece, the Blackhawks wrestling away home ice advantage by splitting a pair of one-goal games in Tampa. The Lightning may not know until just before faceoff if Ben Bishop, their starting goalie, will be available. Bishop left Saturday night's Game 2 in the third period with an undisclosed illness or injury. 20-year-old Andrei Vasilevskiy finished the contest and could start Game 3. The Blackhawks are 7-1 at home in the playoffs, the Bolts 7-3 on the road. Les Grobstein, Chicago.
Showtime says its online streaming service will be available through Roku and Sony's PlayStation View cloud TV service. The TV network says it will offer an online streaming service for customers who don't want to pay for cable. Shows will be available starting July 12th at a cost of $10.99 a month. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.